Arizona gunmen raid home while falsely claiming to be U.S. Marshals, says sheriff. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 14, 2022. Three gunmen wearing face masks claim to be U.S. Marshals during a home invasion in Arizona. The fake feds allegedly beat one of the attackers' estranged wife and mother-in-law with a baseball bat. The fake law enforcement raid took place early morning on Wednesday in Golden Valley, Arizona, when three gunmen in camouflage and face masks arrived at a home and demanded to be allowed inside. Information from the Mojave County Sheriff's Office revealed. The case was apparently tied to a domestic dispute where 60-year-old Humberto Perez enlisted the help of 35-year-old Mark Hutchins and 46-year-old Jason Wertman to lash back at his estranged wife. All three are currently facing burglary and aggravated assault charges. During the raid, the gunman had a rifle, a shotgun, two handguns, and a baseball bat. The people inside the home refused to let the attackers inside their home unless they showed their police credentials. The gunman then removed a screen door and kicked in the door to the house. Once inside the house, Perez took his son to another room and then used the bat to beat his estranged wife and mother-in-law, the statement from the sheriff's office reported. Soon after the physical assault began, the two other gunmen had to hold Perez back. The three then left the scene. Soon after the fake raid, authorities tracked down Hutchins and Wertman to a house where they also found their weapons, face masks, and camouflage clothing. Sheriff's investigators requested the help of the FBI criminal apprehensions team to track down Perez, who was in Las Vegas. The investigation revealed that 1 month prior to the assault, Perez had been removed from the house and served with a protection order over alleged domestic violence. Perez recruited Hutchins and Wertman claiming he needed to collect some items and that his wife's new boyfriend was being physically abusive to his handicapped son, the sheriff's office statement revealed. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.